Bidenflation and Bidenomics are deeply unpopular with women. By John Carney on March 22, 2024. President Joe Biden's economic leadership is deeply unpopular with women, Hispanic voters, and younger Americans. 53% of women disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling the issues of jobs and the economy, according to the most recent poll from The Economist. Only 38% approve. That makes Biden's economic leadership less popular with women than with men. Among men, 43% approve and 50% disapprove. Women do not just disapprove of Biden on the economy. They really, really disapprove. 40% say they strongly disapprove. This is particularly troubling for Biden's re-election hopes. In 2020, Biden rode to the White House with 54% of women's votes, compared to Donald Trump's 44%. It's not just the economy, of course. Biden's overall job approval rating is low among women. Just 37% of women say they approve, compared with 58% who disapprove. 44% say they strongly disapprove of the way Biden is handling his job as president. Biden does even worse when the focus is on inflation. Just 29% of women say they approve of Biden's handling of rising prices, compared with 64% who say they disapprove. 48% of women say they strongly disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy. On immigration, Biden wins the approval of just 27% of women. 58% say they disapprove, including 44% who strongly disapprove. The poll shows that the top issues for women are inflation, immigration, the economy, and health care. Asked which of the 15 issues they considered the most important, 23% of women said inflation and prices. Immigration, the next highest ranked, is picked by 14% of women. Jobs and the economy by 10%, tied with health care. No other issue scores in the double digits. 80% of women say the issue of inflation is very important, compared with 75% of men. That puts it ahead of health care, which is considered very important by 75% of women, and the overall economy, which is scored as very important by 73% of women. Education is a distant fourth at 67%, followed by national security, 64%, and crime, 63%.